on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and of course, we've got a huge day out at Mudgee for Mudgee Cup Day, and we're going to check it all out. We're going to start with Max Walker. If it's not Colleen, it's Max online. He joins us out at Mudgee. How are you, Max-o?
G'day, mate. How you doing?
I'm excellent, mate. The only thing that's missing is that I'm not there with all these guys, all these thousands of people that are going to be there today.
God, we'll need a calculator, I'll tell you. Amazing.
The feel around the breakfast this morning with the big sports breakfast and everything went off at the Oriental, and now the people are getting dressed to come out there.
You know, you could just feel it in the town. And when we went up to the Calcutta last night, everything was a buzz, you know, and you just feel it. And you think, holy smokes, we're in for a big one here.
Yeah.
So, no, look, I think Colleen might have told you, we're about 800 up on seat bookings.
Yeah, gee, that's huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's phenomenal, really.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
That's about 2,160 just on seats that are booked in.
Yeah, and then you're going to get people that are just going to walk in when those gates open at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be go. We're still putting up umbrellas, and it'll look like Umbrella City, but it's going to be 32 degrees or something, so we've got to get as much shade as we can. But, look, I think we'll break all records here today. I'm positive.
Yeah, that's good. And the tracks are in ideal order?
Absolutely perfect. We've been walking every day on it. We put a couple of mil on it there late yesterday afternoon just to make sure she kept a bit of soft. There'll be a little bit of cut in it, which is good. But, you know, we had 30 mil last week, but we had that hot wind, so that's why we had to keep watering again. But, no, I believe the track will run a true good or a true four.
Yep, understand. Max, I'll let you just get out there and continue the hard work. I can hear you puffing, mate. You just get out there and enjoy it, mate. I hope once it's all set and ready to go for the crowd, everyone can just enjoy a huge day.
I think so, mate. And I appreciate all the help that Sky's done. The boys done a terrific job during the week and last night. So it's all well done to the team, mate.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Max.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
Max Walker there with wife Colleen. They do a huge job at Mudgee, don't they? Mick Wallace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, so Max and Colleen are beautiful people. They've looked after me once again out here. I'd just like to thank them for that. I'm parked out the front of Max's place at the moment, actually, and I haven't seen him this morning, so he must have been up and about at 6 o'clock or something. They work so hard, and the track looks in magnificent order. Can't wait for this big program today. A showcase meeting, 8 races on the card.
Yeah, that's the one point I should mention. It's not only Mudgee Cup Day, but they've got showcase prize money, so minimum of 30, and the cup's worth 50.
Yeah, tremendous, isn't it? And, you know, got pretty good fields too, and I think the track should play pretty fair. It looks in very good order.
All right, let's help our listeners into some Mudgee Cup Day winners. The first race at 1.43, a three-year-old maiden, and in market order, number 2, Perigord is the favourite at $1.80. Mornay is now $2.90. Number 3, Bedlam is at $10, along with Dynasty Die. So the 2 and the 7 dominate it. Perigood's been $1.85 to $1.80, and Mornay's been $2.80 out to $2.90 this morning.
I like the second favourite here. My number's 7, 2, 1 and 3 going with Mornay, the first starter by Unencumbered. I really like the way she's trialled up. The trial back in May of this year, she won that trial, and there's some pretty smart ones in behind her too. Take to Heart finished second in the trial. It's had one start for one win. Frankly Awesome was third in that trial. It went on to contest the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes and was far from disgraced there behind Maid of Heaven. The most recent trial on the 22nd of November was a ripper. It was narrowly beaten by Magnolia Power, who was sent out an odds-on favourite Paris during the week and was scratched at the barriers. She looks a ready-made racehorse, and I think she might be able to get away with a win at her first start today. The main danger is to Perigord from the Buna Baker Yard. This colt by I'm Invincibles had the one race start. That was at Kembla Grange, and it showed speed that day on the soft seven surface, and it was placed third there behind a Transmitter. No doubt he would have improved off of that run, and the fact that he's got tactical speed should hold him in good stead here. A one Joey's Chance could be the knockout. This three-year-old having its first start by X Celebration. Had one trial at Musselbrook on the 30th of November, finished fifth, beaten 3.5 lengths, but wasn't knocked around in that trial. and there were a few smart ones up ahead of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it got a podium finish today. And I'm putting three Bedlam in as the best of the rest. This filly by Stratum, trained by Rod Northam at Scone, is a first start. The trials have been okay. And it's well bred, and I wouldn't completely discount it. Interesting race to kick things off. 7, 2, 1, and 3.
All right, 7, 2, 1, and 3 in the first race. Two, a benchmark 66 race. Zootan at number two is 380 out to 390 right now. Sea Lady at 460. Number one, General Artie at 5. Number four, Prime Stellar at 5. And three, Tycoon Ma is at 650. Percussion, number 8, has been, it opened this morning about $14. It's now $10 here to be ridden by Robbie Dolan, number 8.
Small but select field here. There's probably 5 or 6 winning chances. I've gone 3, 5, 1, and 2. I've put Tycoon Ma on top here. And this horse is a 5-year-old now by Al Mahar. And you look at its form, was very unlucky at Ipswich there last start, when finishing 7th, beaten 4 lengths by FOMO. And, overall form is a little bit mixed, but he's had one start here at the track for a win. He'll probably settle just off the speed today, and he does have a very good turn of foot. Occasionally, he can miss the start, so I think if he can jump on terms with them today, I think he's got the ability to win this. 5C Lady's a bit of a favourite of mine. And last start there at Warren, I think it was, stepped out to the 1,600 metres in the Cotton Cup. And it was probably her most plain run, this preparation. I'm not entirely convinced she gets the 8 furlongs. Back to the 1,400 metres today, I think she'll be ridden quiet. And she's got that really good short, sharp sprint. So if she's in touch with the leading division on the home corner, she'll be hard to hold out. One General Artie. He certainly doesn't seem to be the same horse we've seen in earlier preparations, but if he could find something close to his best, he'll give this race a big shake. He's got the inside gate. He'll probably settle back. Reece Jones will claim the 3 kilos here. If you go off the run 2 starts back in a similar race when he was placed second there behind Cosmic Rain at Musselbrook, you could certainly entertain him. But last time he was out to the 1,500 metres in a hot race at Newcastle and was a little bit one-paced. He's another one that I think will benefit from coming back in trip. And 2, Zootanic, you just can't leave him out at the moment. He's in a purple patch of form. He never runs a bad race, and Wendy Peel seems to be getting on really well with him. She's got the 2-kilo claim here, and he looks to map really well in this race. I'll go 3, 5, 1, and 2.
Race number 3, the 4-in-hand maiden showcase played over the 1,500. Good competitive market here, or good competitive race given couple of people we've spoken to this morning and heard on Sky Sports Radio. Number 5, the Warlord for Cam Crockett, $2.70. Number 7, We Can't Be Beaten, has been $5.50 into $4.80. 6, Thunder Zone, steady at 7. And number 8, Bid to Fame, is next best there at $7.50. The Warlord, though, the $2.70 favourite.
Well, I found this the most difficult race on the card to get a handle on. I've gone with the favourite in the end, 5, the Warlord. Numbers 5, 11, 8 and 10. I just think this fellow might be ready to produce the goods. Third run back from a spell. He was good at Corindai first up when finishing second to Supreme Streak and just looked all at sea at Narromine last time, went out to the 1,300 metres. He found the front that day. I don't know that he was entirely comfortable on the soft 7 surface, and I think he might benefit from being ridden with a sit. He's got gate number 2 today. Matthew Carr, you don't see him lead too often. If he can box seat on the home track here, I think he'll be hard to beat. I've put 11 Mirandus in for second. Now, this is an interesting run. This 4-year-old mare by Floral Pegasus, a newcomer to the Gary Lunn yard. I'm not sure where it'll get to from the gate. Has shown speed when trained down there in Victoria. And I think she's capable of producing a good run, first run for Gary. 8 Bid to Fame's an interesting runner. This is a representative from the Chris Lees yard. Has only had the one race start. And not much went right on debut. Got buffeted around a touch. Was checked on more than one occasion. In the end, finished about 6 lengths from the winner, Polehampton, which is a horse I've got a bit of an opinion of. That was 1,300 metres that day. Out to the 1,500 metres, I think it will suit. And I'm putting in that 10 grand peril for fourth. I know it's a big price here, but just the way this race looks to pan out, I think this horse will probably get 3 back the inside and might be able to sneak into a minor placing. So 5, 11, 8 and 10.
Righto, to race four, the Montrose Stony Creek Maiden, and number seven, Concours, at $3.70 and solid favourite. 11, Great Shine, at $5. 12, Southern Strategy. It got to a high of $6.50. It's now at $5.50 this morning, number 12. 14, Supreme Gem, at $5.50. And Trojan, number five, it's been $7.50, $8 back into $7.50 here, Mick.
I like the 14 Supreme Gem here. I made this horse a take two horse to follow on Sky Thoroughbred Central a couple of weeks ago after its run to Orange first up, where it was placed second to Worldly Pleasure. Looking at the horse in the yard that day, there was no doubt she still had improvement to come, and she's a lovely type. I just think with the fitness on her side today, she'll be very hard to beat. I put her on top over the 11, which is Great Shine. The Dean Murfin stable's going really well at the moment, and this four-year-old mare by Hard Spuns only had the one race start. That was on the home track at Bathurst. I finished third behind Benelong and Stars Galawi. I'm not sure that it was the strongest maiden you'll ever see that particular day, but she'll strip bitter again today. She's been kept safe in the market. I've put seven, which is Concours, in the numbers as well. This is another mare that you would think is likely to improve off the first up run at Gundagai. Was set at a massive price and performed above market expectations when finishing third to Irish Songs. And 12 Southern Strategies busting to win a race. This is a five-year-old mare. Has been with Connie Gregg all preparation and hasn't been far away, and you certainly wouldn't begrudge her a win. 14, pretty keen on Supreme Gem to beat 11, 7 and 12.
Okay, to the legs of the quaddy now at Mudgee into race five, the class one. Del Tuzzi, number 10, is at $4.80. 8, Lucy's Legacy, second pick at 5, so not a lot of difference there. Worldly Pleasure, number 5, here's a good mover. $8.50, $7, now $5.50, number 5, and that's been support this morning. 4, Man of Envy at 7, and Winter Coney, number 9, the next best, at $7.50. The 10's the favourite at this stage.
I'm with the market mover here, Andrew. I've gone 5, 8, 4 and 7. Keen on Worldly Pleasure. This is a four-year-old mare. She's only lightly raced. She's had 5 goes for a win and 3 minor placings. Dominated from the front, first up from four, for 14 weeks when they're getting the maiden out of the way at Orange, defeating Supreme Gem, who we just tipped in the previous race. And then that was up to Class 1 level last start at Dubbo, and I thought she got a pass mark, placing third behind the promising Miss Hugo Agogo. I always like it when a horse wins its maiden and then comes out and is very competitive when up and graded its next start. I really do think she'll be very hard to beat today. She's got the good draw. Eleanor Webster horse on board. She'll settle down in the first 3 or 4, and I think she'll take some beating. I've got the 8, which is Lucy's Legacy, in for second. This horse has a few issues, no doubt about that. It can be a bit tricky, particularly around the gates. One first up there at Orange, played up a lot before the start, but jumped on terms with him. It was an aggressive ride from Jake Tracy Holmes, and she was able to get home. Last start there at Scone was placed behind Movie in what was another very good run. Gate one today, Jake Tracy Holmes goes back on. I think she'll be ridden aggressively, and I think she'll be in it for a long way. A 4, Man of Envy's coming off a nice maiden win at Dubbo last time, and just really appreciated the drop in grade. He was first up for 23 weeks that day, so you would think a further improvement is on the cards. Just needs to overcome the sticky draw to be in the finish. And 7, Hamoon Dancer, I thought was best of the rest. I did win first up last preparation. This horse resumes today, but that was at Merriwar. Obviously, this would be a little bit harder, but I thought it might be a chance for the wider exotics. I'll go 5, 8, 4 and 7.
Race number 6, a benchmark 58 race here. Yolanji, Brad Widdup, leading trainers, head out to this day, and Yolanji is at 380. It opened this morning at 4, so now into 380. 3, Andy's a Star, has been 480 into 420. 4, Albert's No Pussy at 5. Terror Rain, number 7, at 550. And the toppy classifiers there, 750 into $7. Mick?
Numbers here, 3, 5, 4 and 1. I like Andy's a Star today. Cameron Crockett trained. Matthew Cale takes the ride. Was first up for 25 weeks when narrowly beaten to Narromine behind Baker's Image. And look, it was a tragedy beaten that day. It was 4 wide, no cover throughout. First up 1,300 metres. The fact that he was still there and kicking in the shadows of the post Would suggest that he's in for a very good preparation. Hopefully, that hasn't taken too much out of him, that tough run. Second up today, back to 1,100 metres. I don't think that's a concern. Could well find himself three wide without cover again today, but I think he's a very talented horse, and Cameron Crockett has some very good chances here today. A five-year Lansey looks the obvious danger. This is a horse with some talent. Coming off a Canberra maiden win on the 18th of November. Does have tactical speed from box one. Should be able to posse up on speed. Quinn Yong's 2 kilo claim will help. For Albert's No Pussy, this horse was super impressive, winning his maiden last preparation at Scone. Was never on the track and dashed away from his rivals there in defeating Bella Portugal. That was back in June of this year. Did fail at Randwick before being tipped out for a spell. I thought the trials have only been fair leading into this first up run, but anything he does today will be improving upon. And one classify looked to be travelling okay in the run at Gosford last time when leading, and then gave up quickly in the home straight. The jockey indicated that maybe she was holding her breath in the run because she did get very tired over the last 100 metres. But she's one that can go forward. She's got a big weight today, but should appreciate the drop back to country grade. 3, 5, 4, and 1.
The feature race today, the Robert Oatley Vineyards Mudgee Cup, race 7 worth $50,000 at 5.15. In market order with the tab, number 9, A Point Percy. It's been $6.50 into $5 this morning and is favourite. Improvado, number 6, out to $6.50. 3 Hour Gravano, out to $8. 4 Tarsin, It's a Drifter, out to $8. 11 Dapperized, $9.50. Got to a high of 10 this morning, now into $8.50. Number 11, 7 Missy Beale is a Drifter to $9. And Bazelle is at $9.50. And Try and Run Amok, it's been 12 and now $9.50, number 12. A Point Percy, though, Mick, the new favourite this morning at $5.
Interesting to see that money for Try and Run and Mark. It's probably the likely leader in the race. I thought there was a bit of speed engaged here. My number's 5, 6, 8, and 3. Going looking for a bit of value here with 5 Know How. Brett Thompson now has this 8-year-old by Desert King. And his two runs, this preparation, have been very, very good. He's just had that ideal preparation leading into a mile race, third run back from a spell. I think he surprised a few first up there at Warren in the sprint behind Molasses. Got back and charged up. Looked the winner at the furlong mark, and I think condition just gave out. Last start there at Narromine, I covered a little bit of ground, got flushed out before the home turn, and he really knuckled down over the last little bit to be narrowly beaten by Magic Zariz, who's a very good horse, country cups horse out in this part of the world. No disgrace to be beaten by him. In fact, if a Magic Zariz was in this race today, he'd be one of the main chances. So I just think he's the value in the race. Third run back from a spell. He did win over 1,900 metres at Rosehill last preparation, so he's got ability. 6 Improvido, and he's on the quick backup here. Not much went right for this horse the other day in town. That was at Rosehill Gardens. Only beat the one runner home, but struck the running rail at the 1,000-metre mark. Was disappointed for a run in the home straight. Bjorn Bake will have this fellow ready to go. He was having his first run for 6 weeks at Rosehill last time, so I think he'll strip a lot fitter today. 8 Annecy's a horse I've got a lot of time for. Second up today, has performed second up in the past. She'll most likely be ridden quiet. I love the fact she's getting that big weight drop. First up at Orange, she was very, very good when placing third behind. Loves a Hassle, who's a very smart spinner out in this part of the world. And she carried 62 kilos that day and was strong through the line, down to 54 today. I wouldn't be surprised if she won this race. And 3 Hour Gravano's first up from a spell. It shouldn't be far away in the run. It does have the Chris Lees polished. 5, 6, 8, and 3.
And, mate, just your thoughts, and I respect what you've just said, but just your thoughts on A Point Percy.
Well, A Point Percy, well, winning form's good form, no doubt about that. And it's just one of those horses I think will be up in the firing line with probably 4 or 5 other on-pace types. And yeah. I've just gone the way of horses I think might be just sitting off them. But, no, you can't knock its form. It's in career best form.
Yeah, no, fully respect, as I say, what you're saying with that. pace expected in the Cup. The last race is the feature sprint race, race 8, and Orion Fire number 10. It's been $3.90, $4 now, $3.80 number 10. 7 Sugar Dance, $5.50 into $4.40 this morning. Nick Tock number 1. Into 550 and 2 Power Line, the next best, along with number 5, Our Dasher. They're both at $6.
I've got a soft spot for a few horses in this race. Of course, that doesn't come into your calculations when doing the form, but one of my horses that I'm quite keen on, I put on top here, and that's 5, Our Dasher. When the markets first opened, I seen it was a $7 chance. I thought that was a huge value. She's a very talented horse. I've gone 5, 10, 1, and 2. There's nothing wrong with her form. She was a Canterbury winner, 4 starts back. Was caught wide at Warwick Farm, 3 back, when finishing 9th behind Esperance. Was only beaten 3 lengths. Went and contested the Cup Day sprint at Coonabarabran over the 1,100 metres and was narrowly beaten by Molasses. And then last start at Canterbury, turned in another very good effort when placing 3rd behind Wooshka. Greg Ryan is on today. It's a 4-year-old mare by Denman. She's always had a bit of a boom on her. She's a 5-time winner from 14 career starts, and I thought she might be able to get away with the final event. She's got the 55.5 kilos on her back, and I think some of her main dangers have got the big weights. A 10 Orion Fire is a very smart horse. Usually fires fresh. Just needs a little bit of luck from a bad draw today. I know Cameron Crockett's got a good opinion of this fellow. Probably would have preferred him resuming at the 1,000 or the 1,100 metres. The last 50 metres might be the issue today, first up from a spell, but has trialled really well. One Nick Tock, well, he's a winning machine. He gets conditions to suit today. The only knock on him is the weight. He's going really well. I got back and flashed home to place 3rd at Canterbury, 2 starts back, and then last time caught off the track again and finished midfield at Rosehill Gardens behind Asorian, and that was a pretty hot field that day. He'll run well on his home track. And 2 Power Line, I've tipped him for 4th. I feel a bit cruel for doing that. He's run 4th his last 5 starts and has run 8 fourths in his career. So, you know, he's probably a good one for your first 4s, you would think. And numbers here, 5, 10, 1 and 2.
Yeah, competitive races, those last couple, and so they should be, the Cup and the feature sprint race today. You were keen around race 4?
Yeah, I like a Supreme Gem today, second up from a spell. Race 4, number 14, Supreme Gem. I really do think it'll be hard to beat. And another horse I'm keen to have something on today is in race 6, and that is at 3 Andes a Star. I think it'll strip a lot fitter, second up from a spell. Had no luck first up there at Narromine.
All right, so 4.14 and 6.3, and the Cup is race number 7, and the tips are 5 to beat 6, 8, and 3. Mick, we'll get further info and the interviews right through the day with yourself and Glenn Munsey. Look after him out there, can you?
He fits in out here, Munsey. He's well looked after, and he's a good man, Glenn. I'm looking forward to working with him today.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Mick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mick Wallace there, looking at the program today. Mudgee, the first race at 1:43. We've got race 2 from Matamata due in about 2 minutes. 8 Golden Sun, Tab Fixed Odds favourite at 3:30, offering 5:30 on the New South Wales tote at the moment. Number 10, Bethany. It's been 3:70 Tab Fixed Odds and 3:20 the tote. As I say, that race in 2 minutes on a soft track, but the weather fine at Matamata. Let's get the latest in sports news with John O'Farr.